Welcome to the show, friends. We already took the BuzzFeed quiz this morning, so we figured
out. We buried
that
at 5:45. You probably missed it.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
So, you know, what kind of fart are you?
It was that kind of quality material that we bury at 5:45.
But we ran across this Reddit thread that could really be a use to an everyday person. Tactics that you could use in real life today. And when we see things like this that are useful to you, I really have a hard time speaking.
Words are hard today. Yeah.
We want to pass them along.
Okay. I'm really suspect.
We're the show that cares.
I'm looking at your face. When you say things like this, like I feel like it's going to be an eye-rolling situation for me.
Not really. What's your toot strategy at work?
All right? Yes, it is. That's eye-rolling.
The Reddit thread is tactics to hide your farts at work. Okay?
Let's go.
And so obviously I see it and I'm like, I'm going to click on it because, hey, these are things that
it's applicable.
We've all come across. We're
I can use some strategies.
You know, like,
you were standing up in a meeting for 45 minutes yesterday. Like, was this something that you had to incorporate? Was this something that happened to you yesterday?
So, from the thread, a tactic to hide, whenever you walk into a room, just say, smells like farts in here. That way, when you do, no one will suspect.
Right. You couldn't have possibly done that because you were bringing attention to it.
Another way, another tactic, if you will, a toot strategy.
Sure.
At work, stop, turn, walk behind the nearest two people. The trail will remain behind them and they will receive the silent blame.
Oh, wow.
You can't say that you've ever done that, right?
Why are you listen? No, I am never going to cop to any of this because I'm always going to contend that girls don't do that.
Tactics to hide sneeze.
Okay. Sneeze?
Yeah. Because even if you do go loudly, you can blame it on the sneeze and act like it was just a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got to sneeze real loud.
Okay. Is there any point that you own it or no? These are all.
This is all tactics to hide them.
Okay.
That's the entire Reddit thread. The entire Reddit thread was tactics to hide your farts at work. So we're going through the list here. Drop something loud to the ground as you go.
Okay.
And that loud sound will mask.
Sure.
Okay.
But then what do you do about the smell, though? The smell is still there. That's what gets everyone.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Okay. What you can try to do before you get to work, and that's practice at home. Going silently.
Practice at home.
This will help in meetings.
I don't.
And according to the Redditor who commented this,
sure,
you can make all yours silent if you practice.
Really? Mm-hmm. It just takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
You can conceal this.
And
who had the time to write all this out and to think about it?
Well,
who had the time?
The entire Reddit community.
Okay,
they all chimed in on this.
Thank you, Reddit.
And then my favorite. Tactic to hide your gas at work.
I want to cry.
Okay.
I want to cry.
Grab your butt cheeks firmly.
No.
Where are we going?
No.
Stop. Separate them.
No, you don't.
And
stop
let it go.
Talking. Stop, stop, stop. Why?
The wider opening should spare you from any high-pitched noises.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
Stop.
Listen, we try not to be a blue show, and this is not blue. This is really from the
science
avenue of trying to help you at work
right.
in something that happens to everybody.
Normal body functions.
Yes,
that's how you're going to explain this.
Normal body functions for sure.
I am throwing some severe side eye, squinty side eye at you right now for inadvertently taking me along this trip. Because now people are going to confront me and they're like, "Aren't you the show?" I was telling people how to hide their farts at work. Is that you? Was that you guys? I'm going to have to. I can't lie. I can't lie. But you know what? I'm going to say, nope. That wasn't us.
No, you're fine.
Wasn't us.
Fine. So there you go. From Reddit. And hopefully this helps you today and in your everyday life.
Are you going to make an instructional video to follow this up? Are you going to demonstrate all of these?
A text messenger says, put a dryer sheet in your underpants. Oh. That's something new.
Wow.
And you know what? If that actually. Wow. Well done. Well done.
Like
that takes some premeditation.
Like in the underwear, or are you talking outside the underwear, inside the pants? Because I feel like that would be.
You know
itchy.
What? I'm not going to dive into details here. I'm not going to dive into
what
details.
If you have sensitive skin?
You know what? Yeah. Okay. Way too many.
The only way we can fix this is we have to bring fart-inducing food into the morning show and practice, Kelly.
Nope, not doing that.
All right, so
not
there you go. From Reddit, and hopefully you can use this in your everyday life and even today.